Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and now we turn to this morning's news that Private Bradley Manning, who provided WikiLeaks with over 700,000 classified military documents, has been sentenced to 35 years in prison. His sentence also includes dishonorable discharge and a forfeiture of his pay and benefits. No surprise there. I'm joined now by Fred Kaplan, military affairs columnist for Slate, as well as Floyd Abrams, who represented the New York Times in the Pentagon Papers case and who has defended First Amendment rights in many other cases as well, though he's been a severe critic of WikiLeaks. Fred, Floyd, welcome back to WNYC.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
And Floyd, last month you applauded Colonel Lind's acquittal of Manning on counts of aiding the enemy. In fact, in other words, he got off on the most serious charge that would have labeled him a spy, not just a leaker. What do you make of the sentence?
I think it's excessive. It's one thing to say that crimes have been committed and that the government has a right to go to court and to get convictions in these circumstances. But, Private Manning is not a spy. He didn't release anything more than documents classified as secret. There were no top secret materials. He's already been in jail 3 years. I mean, the idea to me that he is being sentenced to a longer time than the documents themselves will be automatically declassified seems to me really, really excessive.
Do you think there are First Amendment, as in freedom of the press, implications here?
I think that the degree of the sentence, the amount of the sentence, has some First Amendment implications, at least, and indeed, I'm sure that the Army, in seeking a 60-year sentence and saying, "Look, we really want to send a message here," means meant to do just that. So, yeah, it has. I don't think it violates the First Amendment. He did commit criminal acts, and it's well within the range of what the law allows. But I think the court has gone much too far in imposing the sentence.
Listeners will get some of your reactions if you want to call in or post to our website about the sentencing of Bradley Manning today. 212-433-WNYC 433-9692 or post to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Fred Kaplan from Slate, for his conviction on 20 counts, Manning could have faced up to 90 years in prison. Captain Joe Morrow, the prosecutor in this trial, requested a sentence of at least 60 years, while Manning's defense had asked for no more than 25. Do you think either side is happy with 35 years?
I would say that, I don't know about whether, I don't know if there's much to be happy about on either side, but listen, 35 years, it's 35 years minus about 3.5 of time served. The lawyer for Manning asked for 25. He'd asked for 20 were he convicted of the 3 counts that he pled guilty on. So, and given that the Army was asking 60, I think 35 is sort of a compromise, isn't a terrible deal. Plus, he could ask for parole after serving one-third of his sentence, again, minus the 3.5 years that he's already served. So he could be out of jail in 8.5 years, which, for somebody who's been convicted on 20 counts, including 6 of espionage, whether or not you agree with those convictions, isn't too terrible. Plus, let's keep in mind, this is not the Pentagon Papers case. This is not a First Amendment case. This is a military court where the consequences of leaking classified information on this order of magnitude, which I believe is unprecedented, would not matter to a military judge. As you say, this judge was entitled by military regulations to have gone much, much harsher than she did. I think I wouldn't call it a good day for Bradley Manning, but if the reaction was either breaking down in tears or heaving a sigh of relief, I think the sigh of relief is where it would come down on.
Dina in Columbus Circle, you're on WNYC. Hello, Dina.
Well, hi, I'm outraged. And with all due respect to your specialist, I mean, if you look at the Jonathan Pollard case, I don't trust them at all. I mean, Jonathan Pollard should have been out a long time ago. So I really feel for this young man. I think it was excessive, like you said, and it's outrageous. We know that the government has not been honest with the American people. And I think they're using him as an example, and it just really breaks my heart. When I saw this morning him in the uniform, and it's just so sad. He's a young man, and this should not be. And when you say, oh, that well, he's only getting 35 or maybe 8.5 years, one day in prison is outrageous. Who wants to spend a minute in prison?
Dina,
so that's all I want to say.
Thank you very much. Floyd, hearing the breakdown of when he could actually get out, if that's accurate, that he could get out after 8.5 years,
that's
if
true,
all goes
yes.
right. Does it change your judgment of the sentence?
No, it doesn't. I feel like we're bargaining here about years. It just seems to me that once you're over 20, 25 years for a crime, and who knows, you may not get out in 8 years. I mean, what he did was serious. I mean, you're talking about 250,000 cables of the State Department, 92,000 military reports in Afghanistan. I mean, that's serious business, and it had some real dangers and may well have done some real harm. Most of that is classified, so we don't really know. So, you know, he's got to pay a serious price for it. I just think that 35 years is excessive in light of some of the factors that I outlined.
Peter in Rockland County, you're on WNYC. Hello, Peter.
Hi. I'm asking a really rhetorical question. How could it possibly be just for a person who releases the details about massive war crimes to be prosecuted and punished? And the perpetrators of those war crimes, to my knowledge, have not been prosecuted, including the Bush administration, or even the Obama administration for the assassinations and drone strikes.
Which war crimes are you talking about? The one thing that I would count as the one leak that Manning provided that was something that revealed serious malfeasance, which was the video footage of the helicopter attack on Reuters reporters. He was acquitted of the charge related to that offense. Most of what he leaked were very detailed operational reports, which you or I, even I, looking at, would not be able to make heads or tails of, but somebody with a military background would. Much diplomatic cables, much of which was trivial, but some of which were serious. What do you mean by war crimes?
I would argue that the entire Iraq war is really one big war crime.
Well, that's something else. That's different. If you're a soldier commissioned to do something involved in that war, and you've signed an oath to carry out that your duties. Listen, somebody who is a private or an officer or whatever, they sign an oath to protect the secrets that they are entrusted with. Again, I'm not being a shill for the administration here or for the Army, but it is no accident that something like this has never happened before. If you are a member of the armed forces who has signed an agreement, and you you leak thousands and thousands and thousands of documents involving current operational details, you must know. Just by the way, and Mr. Abrams knows this very well, that Dan Ellsberg, when he leaked the Pentagon Papers, which, by the way, were historical documents, having no operational details whatsoever, he anticipated that he would go to jail for a very long time, and he says even now that he would have had Richard Nixon not tampered with the judge. Civil disobedience carries a price.
So, Peter, thank you for your call. And, Floyd, how would you compare, or how else would you compare, this whole Bradley Manning WikiLeaks case to Daniel Ellsberg leaking the Pentagon Papers to the New York Times?
Well, I think one of the more important distinctions is that Dan Ellsberg made a conscious decision not to turn over volumes that he thought were particularly troubling, the so-called negotiating volumes. He didn't turn over volumes about negotiations, even though they were at least 3 years old, because he thought it might hinder the effort to get out of the war, to end the war, to settle the war. One of the elements here which is disturbing, it's not just the number of pages, although 700,000 is unknown as a leak in American history, but almost the casualness of it. I mean, the idea that neither he nor WikiLeaks and its people read much of the material that was being released before releasing it. And I mean, you know, in that type of circumstance, the notion of some sort of serious penalty seems to me, you know, justified, even though I think that this penalty is longer than I think appropriate.
Tom in Seabright, you're on WNYC. Hi, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Well, I think Manning essentially got a death sentence, and I really think it's of a piece with Obama and his administration just trying to cower and to scare any sort of civil disobedience in this country. I don't know what the elements of the crimes were, but I'd like to see them prove that there was some actual damage by what Manning released, and are the editors of the New York Times or the Guardian going to be prosecuted for printing what he released?
Well,
look, a death sentence is not years, 35 years is not a death sentence.
Maybe second, what you mean is a life sentence.
Well, no, I've met his effective is his working life will be over. You know, his health will probably be destroyed.
Though we're hearing now, if these calculations are correct, that with the various opportunities for time served and time off, he may get out when he's about 33 years old. He's 25 now.
Well, that's possible, but you know, when Obama has used the Espionage Act more than any other president, and he's going to make the reporter from the New York Times testify about his sources, and you know, I think a lot of leftist journalists had to leave this country to work for the Guardian, like Naomi Klein, and although she's Canadian, or Glenn Greenwald. I think he's sending a message to chill.
Can I just jump in here? The Obama administration had, I agree with you on some of these things. The Obama administration had nothing to do with this case. This is a military justice system. The Attorney General had nothing to do with it, the Department of Justice. No matter who is president, and I can't emphasize this strongly enough, and I'm sure that Mr. Abrams will agree, no matter who the president is, if the president were Al Sharpton or Dennis Kucinich, If a member of the armed forces leaked this kind of information, he would be hauled before a military court.
Fred, let me follow up on that by asking you about what you said before about leaking operational details of current operations, mm-hmm. which the Pentagon Papers leak did not include, by way of comparison. Is there any evidence that anybody got hurt or killed as a result of the current details that Bradley Manning released to WikiLeaks? Because that would make it much more serious.
The Army did release a classified document detailing harm. I don't know what's in that. I don't know if it's true. It is significant, and I think a very good sign that the judge did acquit him on the one charge that would have led to an automatic life sentence, and that is the charge of aiding and abetting the enemy, which always had a kind of a ludicrous logic by the prosecutors, mm-hmm. namely that, well, you know, Osama bin Laden and his people read press accounts of the leaks, therefore they were aided, and they liked it, therefore they were aided, which is a logic that would also apply to any number of articles written in the New York Times or something. Look, I do think that this administration has been excessively harsh when it comes to pursuing security leaks, but the Manning case really has nothing to do with that.
And let me get a last word from Floyd in our last minute. Floyd Abrams, to that last caller's point about journalism, he cites Glenn Greenwald, Naomi Klein working for The Guardian, not a U.S. news organization, but do you think there is a government violation of the First Amendment in a legal sense, but a chilling of speech in a meaningful way as a result of these various cases, including Manning now?
Look, I think if you put everything together, including the Associated Press and the Fox Reporter, the subpoenas and the like, yes, I think that there, I think I know that, that there has been less available information, and that, you know, people are concerned. People who might have been sources sometimes of wrongdoing in the government, you know, about revealing the information.
And now, I have to leave it there. I'm sorry to say, because we are out of time. First Amendment attorney Floyd Abrams, Fred Kaplan from Slate, who is also author of The Insurgents, David Petraeus and the Plot to Change the American Way of War. Bradley Manning sentenced this morning to 35 years. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.